Hello and greetings to each and every esteemed member of the R&D community. I hope your businesses are thriving and that you are experiencing great success in your journeys. I also hope you've listened to all the previous podcasts one by one and applied the strategies discussed, enabling you to increase sales, boost your income, and create a better life for yourselves and those around you. In today's session, we will discuss the concept of giving discounts and its impact on business. Fundamentally, I have never believed in discounts, and I still don't. In fact, I strongly discourage discounting. I have declared discounts forbidden, not just in my own team, but also for anyone I collaborate with in business. I always advise never enter a negotiation planning to offer discounts. Discounting is the easiest and most common tactic used by many sellers. You see a source advertising 50%, 60%, or even 70% off. It always makes me wonder how much profit are they making if they can slash prices by 70% and they still stay profitable. It raises questions about the initial pricing strategy. If you can offer such huge discounts, it implies you were overcharging customers from the start. Imagine a product being sold with a 70% discount. What does that say about its original markup? Were you exploiting customers with inflated prices all along? This approach is not only unfair, but damages the trust customers place in businesses. Therefore, discounts should be avoided and prices must always be fair and transparent. A product's price should be set at a reasonable level from the beginning, reflecting its true value, not an inflated amount that you later reduce to create a false sense of value. In the digital marketplace, the issue of irrational pricing is even more pronounced. You might come across a basic LiDAR priced at 45 million to 1 with a discounted price of 30 million. Such practices are misleading and create confusion. Pricing should reflect the actual market value and not be manipulated to create an illusion of affordability. Now, let's delve into the psychology of discount-seeking customers. When a customer negotiates for a discount, two scenarios are possible. Either they genuinely need the product or they don't. Often, people browse stores and inquire about prices without any real intention to buy. They haggle over prices out of habit or curiosity rather than necessity. The key question to ask is, does the customer truly need the product or are they just trying to get a bargain? Identifying the customer's true intent is crucial. If a customer genuinely needs a product but perceives the price as too high, there might be room for a small strategic discount. However, indiscriminately offering large discounts erodes profitability and devalues the product. A well-run business focuses on delivering value and maintaining fair pricing, not undercutting prices to attract bargain hunters who may not be loyal customers. Effective negotiation involves understanding the customer's needs and financial situation. Sometimes customers ask for discounts simply because they lack the funds to pay the full price upfront. In such cases, offering flexible payment plans or installment options can be a more sustainable solution than reducing prices. Many suppliers and manufacturers already offer installment plans or credit options, and leveraging this can help close sales without resorting to discounts. Moreover, a good negotiator knows how to discern between different types of customers. Some customers are genuinely interested but face temporary financial constraints. Others are simply testing your limits to see how much they can exploit the situation. It's essential to differentiate between these scenarios and respond accordingly. Offering alternative solutions such as payment plans can build trust and foster long-term customer relationships. So you should know that I believe in transparency and authenticity. Set a fair price from the start and stick to it. It demonstrates confidence in your product and respect for your customers. One of the most powerful lessons I've learned is that customers don't just buy products. They buy solutions, experiences, and stories. When you focus on communicating the value of what you offer, you shift the conversation from price to worth. Educate your customers about what sets your product apart. Share real-life testimonials and success stories. Let them see the impact and understand why your product is worth every penny. In my journey, I've seen that when customers grasp the true value, price becomes secondary. It's no longer about how much does it cost, but how can this change my life or business? In my opinion, understanding this question is key. That why do customers haggle? Customers who ask for discounts fall into two categories. Those with a genuine need but limited resources. For these customers, I prefer offering flexible payment plans or added value instead of cutting prices. This shows empathy without devaluing the product. And the other category are those looking for a bargain. They'll haggle everywhere and anywhere. My advice, don't chase them. These customers often lack loyalty and will jump ship as soon as they find a cheaper option. Focus on building relationships with customers who appreciate value, not just price. So here's something I firmly believe. Price influences perception. A higher price often signals higher quality. When you discount aggressively, you might send the message that your product isn't as good as you claim. Instead of lowering prices, elevate the experience. When customers feel they are getting something exclusive and valuable, they're willing to pay a premium. So instead of discounts, here's what I've found effective. Number one, bundle offers. Combine products or services to create a package that feels like a win-win. The other one is loyalty programs. Reward returning customers. They're your biggest advocates. And the last one is limited time bonuses. Add a free service or product, but keep your core pricing intact. So you should know that discounting is easy, but building value takes courage, a strategy, and belief in what you're offering. Stand firm in your pricing, focus on the value you bring, and trust that the right customers will see and appreciate. And remember, your price is a reflection of your product's worth and your business's integrity. So let's have a review. You should know that another key point is understanding the emotional aspect of pricing. Customers often associate higher prices with better quality. So discounting too aggressively can lead to perception on inferior quality. Instead, focus on creating a premium experience that justifies your price. When a customer asks for a discount, dig deeper to understand their real concern. Is it about affordability or do they doubt the value? Address their objection directly. Sometimes offering more information or a demonstration can alleviate their concerns without a discount. So in negotiations, the goal is not just to close the deal, but to do so on terms that respect your product's value. Be prepared to walk away if necessary. A customer who doesn't appreciate your value today may return later when they realize the true worth of what you offer. Creating a sense of scarcity or exclusivity can also reduce the pressure to discount. Limited editions or time-bound offers can create urgency and drive sales without reducing prices. This strategy leverages the psychological principle of fear of missing out. An informed customer is often a satisfied customer. Take time to educate them about what goes into creating your product or delivering your service. Share behind-the-scenes content. Conduct webinars or offer detailed product manuals. When they see the effort and quality involved, they're less likely to haggle. Lastly, ethical pricing is about fairness. Set a price that reflects the true value of your product and allows you to sustain your business. Overcharging and then offering a steep discount is a deceptive practice that erodes trust. Long-term success is built on transparency and integrity. So as we mentioned before, you should know when a customer negotiates for a discount, two scenarios are possible. Either they are genuinely need the product or they don't. Often, people browse stores and inquire about prices without any real intention to buy. They haggle over prices out of habit or curiosity rather than necessity. The key question to ask is the customer truly need the product or are they just trying to get a bargain? So you should know identifying the customer's true intent is crucial. If a customer genuinely needs a product but perceives the price as too high, there might be room for a small strategic discount. However, indiscriminately offering large discounts erodes profitability and devalues the product. A well-run business focuses on delivering value and maintaining fair pricing, not undercutting prices to attract bargain hunters who may not be loyal customers even. So you should know effective negotiation involves understanding the customer's needs and financial situations. Sometimes customers ask for discounts simply because they lack the funds to pay the full price upfront. In such cases, offering flexible payment plans or installment options can be a more sustainable solution than reducing prices. Many suppliers and manufacturers already offer installment plans or credit options, and leveraging this can help close sales without resorting to discount. Moreover, a good negotiator knows how to discern between different types of customers. Some customers are genuinely interested but face temporary financial constraints. Others are simply testing your limits to see how much they can exploit the situation. It's essential to differentiate between these scenarios and respond accordingly. So, offering alternative solutions such as payment plans can build trust and foster long-term customer relationships. So you should know that in conclusion, the key takeaway from today's discussion is that discounting should not be your default strategy. Instead, focus on setting fair prices, understanding your customers' needs, and negotiating effectively. By doing so, you'll not only protect your profit margins, but also build a loyal customer base that values your products and services. Remember, a successful business is not just about making sales. It's about creating value and fostering trust. Thank you so much for being here with us. Have a very lovely day and bye for now.